This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Take a deep breath. We're going to lighten it up a bit to take you through the rest of this hour of insight. The Sacramento indie pop quartet Fashionista Boyfriend is back with new music from a brand new record that's going to be released this weekend and a new bassist who is in the studio as well. First of all, the veteran, Casey Grote. Hi, Casey. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And the newbie, James Murphy.
Hey.
Hi, James. So Miles Taylor is also in the band. Austin Mooney in the band. We'll give them a shout out. Casey is on guitar and vocals. So congratulations. The band has been together more than a year. You've had an album idea for almost that whole time.
Yep.
And now the baby's about to be born.
Yeah, I know. It's very exciting. I've been working on this album since 2016. So it's been a real work in progress, but it's finally coming out. So.
What have you learned in this first year? And, you know, you brought James in with you, and there must be a click happening there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all buddies. I've definitely learned that that it really helps to have a lot of money to buy nice gear, and it helps with the performance, and it helps people dance. So that's what it's all about.
That's kind of a reality check on the business, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Always is.
Yeah.
So where's the money coming from?
My pocket.
There's a reality check,
yeah.
Too.
But it's a worthy investment for sure. So.
I want to get to some of the music so that people hear that what's on this album is a lot like the EP.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I definitely branched out with using samples and introducing some more intricate guitar work and just making sure that it is always an expansive sound, you know, with each album. So.
The song we're about to hear is Promises. Are you going to call it a dance song?
Yes, hands down. I think it's James's favorite on the album, actually. So.
Yeah, definitely. I get to throw down some funky bass on that one. So.
Cool, let's listen. We sure are in the studio. That's from the album Last Night, a song called Promises by Fashionista Boyfriend. I know you're experimental on the album. Will you follow me here on a little experiment?
Yeah.
So we hear the real synth electronic version. Can you sing that line for me, Casey? I saw the lights from downtown, so I can just hear the raw voice.
I saw the lights from downtown. It made me want to quit.
Okay, someday, record the song just real and raw like that, too. Because both versions are great, and I know your voice. I mean, I think that there's a quality to it just in its sort of originality that's really beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Am I right on that, James?
I think so, yeah. Casey definitely has his sound honed in.
In terms of experiments, what else did you try to do on this album?
I mean, just experimenting with different synth tones, experimenting with my voice, too. I kind of wanted to branch out. In my last EP, I actually didn't have my vocals up as much as I would like, and so I really wanted that to be at the forefront of this album, for sure.
So you didn't go the DIY route as much. You collaborated. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's listen to another song. I think that this is Home Run, mm-hmm. and we're going to again get a little of that up-tempo beat. Moving along on the dance floor, having a great time. And then you sort of pause us for a moment to mm-hmm. say something.
Right.
What's going on with you as an artist?
Currently, I mean, I'm just trying to branch out, really. Talking to James before we came in, that we really want to play some more festivals. It's kind of our big focus right now. I was hoping to jump on, you know, the festival train this year, but it looks like it might be a bit too late for that, but next year for sure.
The interesting thing is you work on these songs yourself, but then you've got to bring them to the band,
yeah.
and then you got to bring them out live, and
yeah.
then even bigger to a festival audience. It's mm-hmm. a whole progression of experiences, isn't
oh, yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think's possible with this band, James, just coming into the atmosphere and coming into the music?
Well, I've been familiar with Casey for a while and Fashionista Boyfriend, so I've kind of seen them progress along, and I've actually wanted to play in this band for a while. And like we've talked, we definitely want to move into like bigger shows. Playing festivals over the next couple of years is our biggest goal right now. So that's what we're looking to progress into.
Did you audition him, Casey? Did he have to try out for the
no,
part?
No, he was kind of in the back of my mind for quite some time because our old bassist, he moved down to L.A.
Okay.
And, you know, he was just, I was just like, he's the guy. He's perfect.
Well, thanks.
So the album drops this weekend. What's yes. happening in connection with
it? So this Saturday, we're actually playing our first San Francisco show at Neck of the Woods with a couple local SF artists, and so I'm pretty stoked for that. And then the following Saturday, we're playing a show at Sophia's Thai Kitchen, May 18th.
So. If you haven't been there to Sophia's Thai Kitchen, make time to go eat a good
yes.
meal and then listen to the music. It's such a great atmosphere. The food's delicious. Nice to be in Davis. Good venue for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you touring with the music?
Not right now. We don't have much shows ahead of that, but we're definitely looking.
You're making this sound, Casey, as if you just have poured everything you had into getting this album made and getting it out there.
Yes.
And now phase two has to happen in terms of figuring out what you do with it.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The baby
Thank
is
you.
Being born.
I know.
Yeah. Fashionista Boyfriend, again, at Neck of the Woods in San Francisco on May 11th, and then at Sophia's Kitchen on May 18th. I think I'm going to close out the show so we can hear a little bit more music. The new album, again, is Last Night. Continued success, guys.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer is Antonio Munoz. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington, and our executive producer is Joe Barr. We posted a link so that you can find more music and more about Fashionista Boyfriend. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.